Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Oh, look at that. Woohoo! Oh, it even got
My
fancier.
pinky was even off a little bit.
Fancy
Everyone.
way. And we have as our question goddess, Tiffany. Yay! Hey,
You gonna come
Tiffany.
out there?
Hello. Are you
We're
coming?
waiting.
That suspended, what do they call that, the pregnant pause.
Yeah. We're waiting.
So glad to be back. I don't know if there, anybody else was having stuff last week, but last week was like an energy day that I've never had before, and so I was like, it's can we just take a break for a minute? So I'll just fess up. I had like no energy. It was gone.
I'm gonna fess up.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask the audience, do you hear an echo or no echo? Because we're trying to decide if we have an echo. And so let us know in the chat if we have an echo. But
Yeah, to turn
yeah,
my.
thanks for your confession. You are absolved.
Thank you so much. I just wonder if anybody else was having, because there's something probably going on. Maybe in solar flare. I think you said there were solar flares, and we've
There's
filmed
been
at
a
that
lot of solar
before.
flares.
That solar flares make you really tired. I've not usually noticed anything like that, but I was like wiped out, gone, and had I didn't get a lot of sleep the night before, and I that's what I was contributing it to. But why didn't I get a lot of sleep? See, that could be back to
Wasn't that the
that.
full moon weekend too?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, sometimes the moon will do that. So, okay, so we're okay with no echo, no. Thank you guys. Perfect. Okay. So, what do you want everyone to do?
I want everyone. Oh, I didn't realize she had jumped out. Okay. All right. All these background
We
things. See,
have
this is why
things
I
flashing up
don't,
in front of us
yeah.
that you guys can't see, and we're all
This
like,
is why I can't do those things. Like, some people can run a thing and watch the chat and I can't. I get so easily distracted, and then I don't know what I'm saying. And I know multitasking, but that's not.
that's
That's
not
called
one of her gifts.
multi-braining. It doesn't work. I want to focus. Anyway.
Like, wait, I want you to. Oh.
Anyway, tell us where you're from. That lights up the grid. You are shining your light, and that's super, super duper, super duper important. We're strengthening it every time we do that, and we don't, you're go we're going to understand, I guess what I'm trying to say, we're going to understand someday just what a thing we were doing every time we did that, and that's cool.
Very
Dun,
cool.
dun, Tracy.
My turn. So now more things are popping up to read, and I really want to read them, but I'm going to talk to you guys instead. If you guys have questions, we would love to have you put your questions in the comment section with great big Tiffany, capital letters. But if you really, really want our attention, it's Goddess Tiffany, Question Master Tiffany, Butterfly Tiffany. Any of those things will work as well. Just get it in there and let us know what your questions are. She'll ask them and we will think on it, ponder it, and give you answers. So get in there, have some fun, ask us some questions. Because otherwise, we have to make things up and start talking about subjects that, I don't know, we create in the
Never
moment.
know where we're
So
going to
never know. So if you guys ask questions, we have a little direction that way. Yeah.
Do you energy? Speaking of energy, have you? Did Tiffany say hi? Someone gonna get distracted by that again. I don't think she did. Did she?
I think she did.
Hi, Tiff, Goddess Tiffany in the sky. We're
Because
just gonna go
remember,
ahead and do it again.
we paused to have
Oh, we
that
did.
moment.
See how quickly, see, this is where I'm at now.
She unmuted long enough to laugh at us. Okay, you guys, isn't this going to be fun? Wait, did we already
Yes.
say that? No, I'm just kidding.
Please tell us where you're shining your light from.
And if you guys have questions, capitalize Tiffany, write them in. Okay, I think we're caught
Anyway,
up.
so energy. I know that you were running right up to the show, and so you probably didn't look into anything. But sometimes, we are the best indicator of what's happening. Is so it's like what's going on with you, and what's going on with you, Tracy? What's going on with you, Tiffany? How are you feeling today? What is your feeling of what's happening around us?
So my feelings, I feel pretty optimistic about things, like something shifted, like this energy that felt like it was kind of stagnant and not necessarily, it was like just sitting on pause and in limbo, finally is starting to move. And so that feels good.
Nice. Yeah, that always feels
Whatever
good.
direction it moves in, at least it's now it's moving. So yeah.
Cool.
So, Tiffany, how are you feeling?
Frazzled. How are you?
Okay.
Okay, she was concerned there was an echo probably. So, but it's all good.
Okay. So, how about you, Julia?
I mean, it's definitely better than last week. One, I'm getting sleep now. And so that, I mean, sleep can never be underrated. Good night's sleep is so necessary for the body. I know some people, I don't need, I can get by on 2 hours. Don't do that to yourself. Just, you will, the body needs sleep. The soul doesn't, but the body does. And that's the house we're in, So how about we keep it energized, keep it going? But anyway, that's, yeah, I've been getting good sleep. So, 'cause I, anyway, and that's helped tremendously. And then, but overall, yeah, I think it's good. I think, like you said, things are moving. It feels progressive. I love the progressive energy. I love where it moves. When it's stagnant, it's just like it feels like you're walking in
You're in
quicksand. And
waiting and waiting.
it's
It's
just
like
can't
you're in the
move.
waiting room listening to that music, just waiting, waiting. Yeah. And you can't make a move one way or the other till you have this information. So yeah, it's kind of where I've been. So forward movement today is good. And yeah. Still a little bit of waiting, but there's going to be some, at least there's one step forward. So good. That was good news today.
Nice.
So, yeah. All right, you guys. Are you telling us where you're from? Tiffany, are you ready to share with us where all these beautiful souls are from?
Nobody's here. I'm kidding.
What? Really? Nobody came to our party?
Just kidding. We have Indiana, Little Rock, Seattle, San Antonio, Australia, Tasmania, Florida, another Australia, North Carolina, Georgia, New York, Australia,
Okay.
Texas, Northern California,
Wow.
Arkansas,
Look at all the people that came to our party. Yay.
Michigan, Kentucky, Poland.
Wow.
Hawaii, Louisville, Florida, Austin, Michigan.
Well, is somebody in Austin?
Yeah, looks like.
Wow. Nice.
Georgia, Houston, New York,
Wow.
Netherlands, Canada,
I love it.
Tennessee, Iowa, Tucson, Wisconsin, Tasmania.
Wonderful.
Fantastic. That is so cool. And thank you guys for sharing. And I can please tell me, I mean, just visualize all the light beams going out there all
Yeah.
over the world.
Let your
So
light
cool.
shine in. Do it. Beautiful. Is it too early to ask if we have questions?
We have one question.
Let's go ahead with that.
Well, it's one person asking two questions, so if you want
Okay.
that.
Okay.
Magic is real with Tiffany. I was curious if the colors of orbs and possibly a person you may see and they are gray or black. What does the colors represent, please?
You know, I've heard things about the seeing somebody in those light gray and black colors. I think it was a psychic I was watching once that was saying when she saw that that their soul had left the body. I know it's interesting. I
To
have no
me,
idea what it means. I just that made me think of that. I was like, oh,
gray
and
represents cloudy, depressing, run
depressed,
down.
sad, yeah. And that's what I think that's what the books will tell you it means. I just that just made me think of that, that for them it felt like it their soul just wasn't connected. And I don't mean like
I'm dead.
vacate the building, but like they're maybe depressed and stuff and they're just checking out and they're kind of, you know how when we space out or when we're traumatized and we leave our bodies because it's just feels
Too
safe
much going on.
be, yeah. It's like that is more what I mean with that. But it could mean that there's some trauma going on there. So with that, different colored orbs, I think was the other part of the question.
Or was it also the gray and black with the orbs?
It was that's the same question. If the I was curious if the colors of orbs and possibly a person you may see and they are gray or black.
Yeah, so
What
it's
the
gray and
colors
black with the orbs as well.
I don't know how that would be different with the orbs, but
I don't either because they're beings. It's in everything's energy. And
I would say whatever you feel when you see that, if you're seeing it, trust that. If it feels like, I don't like that, trust it. And if it feels like, oh, curious, trust that.
And
So.
I wonder, do you normally see colors? Or is this your first time seeing anything? And then this might be a breakthrough where these are the first colors you are seeing.
True. Good question.
Because we don't know. I mean, I'm assuming she sees colors and this is normal. Now it's just asking about these two colors.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. My assumption could be incorrect.
You know what they say about assuming.
Exactly.
I have nothing else to say about that.
You said there was two parts to that question. Oh, there was two questions.
Second question, Dragon Goddess Tiffany. Another question, what collective souls are in the animal kingdom?
I don't know if I understand that.
We can go to another question.
Well, no, I mean, I think where that's coming from is, and I'm guessing here again, I'm assuming, but where I've heard of the collective soul is where mom's written about it in Between Death and Life. And when they've talked about the animals and how that works, and they said animals are part of a collective. And so they have like a group soul or like you have your bees, it's a hive mind, it's that group soul. But for this, it sounds like you're asking us to identify which collective soul. I mean, it's their own. So as far as like, and then when they, this is one of the cool things about when you bring an animal into your personal space and you give a personality and you do all this, then you're creating an individual piece, and that's where
Yes.
it's creating its own individual soul, and that's where it will be
I
like in its
loved
next
it when your mom,
incarnation. Yeah.
yeah,
So
when she
like
talked
next, it
about
can
that.
be a human. It can be a bee.
Yeah, you're evolving that soul by giving it the opportunity of the relationship. Yeah, and I thought that was so cool when she said that because I was like, oh, yeah.
So again, that's my assumption, but because I know how mom's talked about that, that term.
I'm glad you understood the question.
I hope I did.
Well, you gave a really good answer.
Well, thank you.
So even if it wasn't
It
what
was
that,
a good answer, whether it was
yeah,
the
I enjoyed it. So hopefully everyone else did too.
Very cool. Very cool.
All right. Beautiful butterfly in the sky. She said there was another question.
Yes, I think you answered a question because you said, what are collective souls?
Oh,
So,
okay.
yes.
Got it. That's that group.
Yep. This is from Team Ginger. Egyptian goddess Tiffany, I'd love to hear what Julia and Tracy and me have to say about dreams. How can we do better at remembering them?
Oh, you go first, Tiffany.
Yes, I would like to say that Julie and Tracy, I'm sure they have a fantastic answer for this.
That's her answer.
How do you do, Tiffany, with remembering dreams? How does it work for you?
It doesn't. I do or I don't. I'm not one of those that like, I mean, I'm sure there's times where I've said, hey, I want to remember my dreams, but then I don't remember if I actually remember my dreams because it'll happen when it happens kind of thing. I'm also not a writer downer of my dreams. So it's more of a, if I happen to still remember it the next morning, I'll look it up. And then I think I usually discuss it with you, Mom, and then I've let it go and we move on.
That's what we tend to do. If we remember it, then we're discussing it. So it's like you remember it long enough. That's sometimes I'll just like, gotta remember this, gotta remember this. And if I'll tell somebody about it, that helps me, that kind of seats it. There's only been like two, maybe three dreams in my entire like last 20 years that I've written down. They've been that significant that I wrote them down. And because, but I don't feel like they were dreams. They were just that. But then there's some also that I remember that mantis being. I didn't write that one down, but I remember it. See, but those to me are, they weren't dreams. They were
Those are
visitations. They
visits,
were something else. They were real. They're so real. But our dream life is real, So, otherwise I'd just walk away going, okay, some, like I had a really cool dream this morning. It was really interesting. I don't know if it was cool. It was just something that was just off the wall. But that's all I remember about it. You know, it was
I had a
gone.
dream this morning that, or at some time during the night, that Suzanne Spooner came to my house and she had a rental car. And then we went to someone else's house. Don't really know what we were doing. I think we were trying to accomplish something and the other person was supposed to help us. And I just remember waking up going, well, that was interesting.
Carpooling with
So Suzanne
Suzanne.
Spooner was, we were hanging out last night in the ethers. So hopefully we accomplished some good things.
You talked about mantis beans. I want to know the, like you say, there's a couple of dreams that you've had. I remember when I was a kid, I had two dreams, and those have stuck with me for my whole entire life. One was killer roly polies. So I want to know, in what universe are there killer roly polies?
I
Sorry,
remember
we're all
goodness, you
thinking
talked about
kill
that.
bugs. Yeah.
How would they, how?
Okay, so let
How
me
did they kill
describe.
you?
Yeah, I don't know how they killed you, but they were roly polies rolled up in the rolled up form. Okay. They had Converse tennis shoes and they had sunglasses. Okay.
So they're
Well,
cool. They sound cool.
they sound cool, right? But I just remember being terrified and running around and hiding because they would dig these holes. And then when you would look in the holes, it was just filled with bodies.
Whoa.
And the fact that she still remembers it—that, I mean, yeah, it
But
might.
it makes me think of the Men in Black movie where, you know, the what were they, cockroaches or anyway, the bugs, and he's stepping on the human or Earth version of the bugs, squishing them, and the big bugs like getting all upset at him. So maybe there is another world with giant roly-polies that wear Converse and
Yeah,
sunglasses.
you were visiting that world. Yeah, I don't know where it is. You ask,
Or
where is this,
you
what
escaped from
universe?
it.
I mean, but we go places. And so, and many times it's our other lives and we're jumping in back and forth into these other lives. Who knows? Otherwise, what would you interpret that dream to be? See, that'd be the other thing. And we probably have tried to interpret it. Probably didn't get very far.
That was a good one to share. Thank you. Now, how to remember dreams?
Yeah, how to better
Julie
remember.
already said write down, or that she doesn't write them down, but that's how you
Yeah,
can get
Tiffany.
yourself to start remembering them is to write them down. That's the best way, is write them down as soon as you get up so that you don't forget them. Even if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, oh my gosh, that was the weirdest dream, I'll remember it. No, you won't.
Yeah, you won't. You won't.
If
I do
you
that. I'll
want
say,
to
okay, I'm going to
remember
remember
it,
and I'll go back to sleep. I will remember. I will remember. Just remember the purple ball and that'll bring the whole thing back. And then,
and it doesn't.
no, it doesn't.
No.
It just
No,
doesn't.
you need to write it down or grab your
I
phone
was just going to say, or just some kind of a
yeah,
voice
speak
thing.
into that and do something like that because you're not gonna remember it. So, or I don't want to plug that into your subconscious. You can remember it. You'll remember it. But when you write them down, you get details that
It
you
starts filling
that they're
in.
so fresh, and you're starting to remember the next thing and the next thing. And if you wait till morning, you might be able to remember this much where you could have had that much. So write it down. That'll help. All right. What else we got?
Question, Goddess Tiffany.
Very
Why
nice.
is it that when I and several other people have seen their pets after they crossed over, they appeared as dark shadows? Like, why are they dark?
That's the veil. I mean, sometimes people, I'm going to do this and that'll help you maybe explain what's going on there. When we go to sleep at night, our soul leaves the body, right? And it's out having adventures. It's doing all these things. And then in the morning or whenever we wake up, it's reeled back in. It's connected by a silver cord and it's reeled back in, and then it comes back in and everything connects back up. Well, sometimes there's just a little bit of time, like seconds, where you're waking up and you're not quite all connected back yet. And that's when you're in that state, you're seeing through the veil, you're seeing into this other dimension. And some people have said, I had all these dark entities around me, it was scaring me. I had all these evil beings around me and stuff. And when they had a session and they were asking, what was that? And there's like, those were your guides. They were just there. They just appeared that way because you weren't connected yet. You just weren't all the way back in. And so I think it's something like that. Even though you weren't out of the body, it's just the way you're seeing through the veil to the other dimension.
I know that sometimes when I wake up, and I'm still kind of in that altered space, and I went through a spell where things would come in my room and I'd wake up and I would see them. And a lot of times they would show up like shadows because that's what our minds can comprehend at that time. And so if you're seeing the shadow figure of them or something, it's they're just showing you that they're there. If you're feeling fear or something like that, then what I would say is, just pull in your team and ask for help for whatever, if it was a loved one or an animal or whatever, pray for them, pray for yourself, or the loved one or whatever it is, and see if that shifts it.
Check in with your own. I mean, because fear is a natural place to go when we don't understand something. And it's like, oh, that must be bad if you see a shadow. So check in as to where that fear is coming from. Is it from you or is it actually from the situation? So I would just, that'll be the only thing I'd add to that. Because sometimes it's just your own fear because you're just scared of the unknown. What's happening here? I don't understand it. I must be afraid.
And I ask, that's like some people will say like sleep paralysis demons because they're still coming back in, and so you're paralyzed slash you're seeing those dark.
Yes, that's exactly it. You're
Interesting.
just not all connected yet. If you just give it a few seconds, you'll be fine. You'll be all there. But it's just you're moving through that dimension and in that plane when you're doing that. And it's like you're seeing things that you don't usually see with the conscious mind. Remember, the conscious mind filters out so much stuff. It's those kind of things. It filters it all
And
out.
guess what? Today I was talking about that.
Of course you were.
talking about, there's reasons why we don't remember things because what we see in that altered place or those astral realms when we're sleeping, they don't make sense in this reality. They do not
So
connect.
why put them here? Why
Well,
even
and
have
when they
them?
follow you back in, if you see them and you're coming back in, because that's what we were talking about, is experiences that there was no veil, and so they were remembered and they didn't compute here. And so, the rest of the world can look at you like you got stuff going on. Like, what's wrong with this person? And it's because you're experiencing something from another world, another dimension, another density, and
And in
it
that
doesn't
dimension,
work
density,
in
it makes
this.
total
Yeah, it
sense.
makes perfect sense there, but here it doesn't work. And then you're trying with your conscious self to figure out what just happened, and it can If you don't realize what's happening, it can mess around with your
Like the
head,
roly
like you're
polies
like,
with the sneakers
yeah,
on and
like roly
sunglasses.
polies with the human pits. So
Exactly.
yeah, watch, they're gonna make a short of that phrase right there.
Roly
Okay.
polies. Yeah.
Yeah. The roly polies with the tennis shoes and the pits with humans. Okay, so anyways, yeah, so when those things are happening, when we take the fear out of that and we take the judgment out of
Yeah.
that and we just look at it, okay, that was an experience, and if it was on another dimension, that's one of the things that with the channeling they've showed me is that, you know, somebody else going, oh my gosh, these horrible beings, and da 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 da. I'm like, what exactly were they doing? Well, they were stealing my energy. Yes. And why were they doing that? Oh, well, that's how they survive. Okay, so if that was how you survived, wouldn't you do that? So why are we judging that? Just get in a different frequency so they can't find you, so that they're not stealing your energy. But I mean, we've talked about this before. If other beings that are in different frequencies than us looked at humans, they'd be scared. They are scared to
They
death
are scared of us.
because
Yes,
they're
they're
scared of
very,
us.
we are
We are
so
violent.
violent. They are really afraid of us.
Yeah. And, you know, and so that's part of why they want to help us evolve, because this
Well, and
is.
I would wonder because the conscious mind, something like that, it's going to usually go to a story that one, it's maybe seen on a movie or something, and it's going to
Yeah.
go to a fear thing. But if you have a session, you usually find out it's not what you are thinking it is. Like it probably wasn't
Yeah.
the scary beings that were sucking your energy. It was something else entirely. And so that's where you want to get deeper. That's why you have to get beyond the fear because the fear does that kind of stuff. It masks it with all kinds of stories.
All kinds of stories. Yeah. And exactly. It's usually something that we've heard or seen, maybe television, movies. And so our logical mind will take that experience and equate it to something like that. And then you're right, when we get to that subconscious or higher self, we realize that that's not what was happening at all. So when we can get out of fear, and I think your mom talked about this a lot, and it's so simple, yet we have such a hard time with it. When we can get out of fear, then everything's easy.
Well, I mean, and that's so prevalent, and it's like it's a major, major thing on this earth plane. It's one of our things to deal with, and that's why it's there. But it's one of the things we came here. I mean, we want to feel the emotion. It's okay to feel the fear, but then know how to let it go, you know, and don't stay there with it. Fear is healthy in certain circumstances. It will keep you alive, but to be fearful of everything. Yeah, see, that's when it's gone. You know, that's a whole other realm to it, and that's, you know, sometimes people like to, they love to be scared on rides, or you know, they want to be scared when movies and stuff like that. But it's like, then what else is it doing to you? So that's where you have to, where there's a balance here, you know, just be careful of things like that. And when I had that mantis dream, that was one of the things because it's like. We tend to go to fear when we have any experience. And so that's how one of the ways I knew it wasn't a dream was I kept checking myself. It's like, how am I feeling? Any fear? Any fear? No, no fear. How about that? Isn't that cool? Yay, I can sit here and I can converse, that kind of thing. But then I got absorbed in its eyes or something, and that was the last thing I remember. So, but it was like, but that was one thing I kept doing. I just kept checking with my solar plexus. How am I feeling? How am I feeling? No fear. Okay, we can stay here. We're good. We're good, you know. So that's what we mean when we say, you know, just check in with yourself. How are you
Yeah.
feeling about this? And if you've got fear, then you're contributing to something else that's happening because that fear does so much.
It does. And I know we talk about it like it's just a switch you can shut off. No, you're working through something, you're healing something. And that trigger and that fear is there for a reason. And so, you know, and that's why we do the work we do, because sometimes it's past lives. Sometimes you don't even know. It does not make any logical sense whatsoever. And then you get into a past life and find out that there was something major that was associated with that energy or that event or that person. And so it helps. So there's just a little plug for QHHT sessions. There you go.
Yeah,
But
because you get to the source
yeah.
of whatever it is. You get to the real, true story of what's going on.
Absolutely. All right. We ready for the next question
Yeah.
from the butterfly in the sky?
I saw my father as a young man in my dreams. Would that be past life connection or simultaneous lives?
Well, we don't, that's not enough information, really.
Yeah, I
You
was going to
saw
say,
him as a young
because
man in your dream. Is he still alive? Is if they're passed on many times, that's the form they will take on their younger self whenever they appear to you from
yeah.
the plane. So it could be that. If he's still alive, then it could be almost anything. But I mean, it could be simultaneous. It could be.
Sometimes the person that we're seeing in the dream is something,
Yes.
it's an aspect of ourself
Yes.
that we see in that person. And
Yes.
so
The
that is,
characteristics.
yeah, so that's showing us something about ourselves through that person.
Yeah.
So,
Exactly.
dreams can, they can be simple and they can be complicated and they can be really convoluted.
Yes.
It's like, oh, there's so many hidden things in there. I know I've pulled out my dream book many times on these shows because you can look something up and be like, you wake up going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And then you look it up and you're like, oh. And it's actually something really, really good. And yet in the dream, you think something really bad just happened.
Yeah,
So.
exactly. You had a dream book. This just reminds me that you read something from not long ago, and you shared it. And then I had a lot of questions later asking what was the name of that book. So if you can put it up a little bit closer, and then maybe there'll be a short on this.
It is Betty Bethard's The Dream Book.
Okay.
And it's just a little bitty book. And there's really cool stuff in there. And I love that book. I love the stuff that, because she stays positive with it. Some of them will be like scary, negative stuff. And it,
Yeah.
we create that.
We create it all.
Your team, your higher self does not want you in fear. That is the last thing they want, because if we're trying to evolve, they're not going to put us in fear. They want us to evolve. They want us to ascend. They want us to do good things. And so they want us in those positive. So
Yes.
those dreams are meant to show you something, inspire you, tell you a big shift that's being made. Or like if I dream of a lot of water, like I think not that long ago, I had like almost like this tidal wave dream. Now I know that that means that I was releasing a lot of emotion. If I have a
Yeah.
bathroom dream, it usually means I need to get up and go to the bathroom. But
Yes.
sometimes, think about that. If you have bathroom dreams, sometimes you go in there and the toilets are plugged or all the stalls are full or something, and it's like there could be some meaning behind that where you're not releasing something you
Right,
should be
right.
and you're hanging on to it.
Yeah.
Anyways, so there's so many cool ways to get information out of dreams, but and trust what you think it is. That's going to be number one. We
Yeah.
talked
Do
about
what
that before.
resonates with you.
Yeah,
Yeah.
if it resonates with you, stay with that. If you're kind of just curious what the symbols might mean, those books are really cool to help you get some insight.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. And then ask for yourself, you know, what's happening to me?
there's another book that actually would help too. And that's this one. Because if you have something happening in the dream on the right side or the left side or ailments and stuff, the stuff in this book also holds answers. So
It's amazing how it's all connected.
it really is. Because I was thinking, sometimes I go to your book because I'm like, oh, in the dream I was limping. Oh, or and it'll be something I can find in your book
Right. And it was
and figure out
sharing
what
it
that
with
is.
you in a dream rather than having you actually.
Go through it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're talking about how they do not want us in fear, and that was reminding me of the ETs. And one of the authors of Ozark Mountain Publishing, she was a lifelong experiencer. She had visitations all her life, ever since a little girl. And so it's really, really cool to see her journey and how it started. Now she was, a child, and then you go through these stages where you're scared and stuff like that. And they talked to her, they taught her so much stuff and about them and how they were working. And one of the things she said was they are working on ways. At this time, it was like, because when they were saying, it's like, how can we approach you and you not go to fear? We don't want you in fear. That is not our mission. We're not here to scare you. We want
Yeah.
to find ways to appear to you that it's not scary. So that's where I think some of the the overlays that they'll put on, is for that. It's so that we can experience it without going immediately to fear. It's like, because that's what we do. We don't understand something, it's different. We go to fear. It must be bad and it's going to hurt us. It's going to kill us. It's going to suck all our energies, those kind of things. So, but
Yeah.
that is not what it's about. And so they're really working on how to not scare us. So I thought that was
Absolutely.
cool.
Yeah. So there you have it. Go out and find your joy. Be in, as you know, if you have a job that you're not enjoying, I'll say this. I know you got bills to pay. So at least put something on your calendar to look forward to so that you can think about that instead of how, you know,
Yeah, this is why I work
retirement.
this job. I do this job so I can.
So I can go play over here or take that trip or do that thing. So that's what helped me get started on living more of my joy is I'd put something on the calendar that was fun and I would have it to look forward to. And then when that day came and I got to do the fun thing, then I would come home and I'd put something else on the calendar because you know, otherwise then it's sad because it's like, oh, something's
No, I have
over.
nothing. It's
You
all
know, and
over.
so you put something else fun on there and you keep doing that. You just always have something on your calendar that's fun. And if you keep doing that and you keep looking forward to that, I bet you anything, whatever job you're in that you don't like or any of that will start to shift as well. And the more we focus on the joyful things and do activities that bring us joy, we're going to create better experiences all around.
Yeah, because that you want to be in your bliss energy. So whatever gets you there. Drudgery at work will not get you there. So if this, I love this idea of this is a means to this. Now it has a purpose. It's not just drudgery work and why am I even here? I'm wasting my life. No, you're doing this so you can do this. It has a beautiful purpose now.
Yeah, and do whatever you can to shift your mind and thinking around anything that you're in that negative space around because it's going to change. Well, that's just what it is. You change your mind, you change your experience. So it's going to change the experience and then it's going to change what you're attracting to you and you're going to get more of actually what you want and desire.
That's a perfect segue into the question that someone asked me on Instagram about. It was in response to one of our shorts, but it's really good because we're probably talking about manifesting. And I think this is a common thing, or trip up, whatever you want to call it. So I thought it'd be good to talk about it on here and we can share more about it. The person saying, if you are busy manifesting, but for years things keep getting worse, is there any point? If you have your soul contract, then no amount of manifesting is going to work, surely. You've asked for those lessons. Is it at all possible for things to get better? And I feel like that's a great segue just from what you just said. It's that energy you're creating from that place. So do you want to take that on real quick about it? It's like the soul contract and manifesting and how do they go together? And how can we be manifesting at the same time we have the things we have to do that have to happen? Because
Yeah.
that's a it is a conundrum that we come in. It's like, well, what can I do?
You know, I worked with somebody years ago that their goal was to win the lottery. And so their manifestation was seeing themselves with the winning lottery ticket. They'd go buy tickets and do that. And over again, that's what they wanted to do is win the lottery. And who knows, they may have done it. But when I look at that, it's like, what was winning the lottery going to do for you? What were you hoping that money would do? Explain that. And
Then the
then
money will
that's
come to you.
actually the thing you're trying to manifest, not this lottery ticket. So if you can get beyond the thing you think is going to bring you the thing you want, then focus on how you want to feel, what was that going to bring you? Freedom, playful, getting to travel, do the things you want to do, buy a new car, new house, whatever it was that was going to create for you. So when you're saying you spent a lifetime trying to manifest something, Now, if that manifestation is going to interrupt your life path, then yeah, you're not going to be able to get that. So if
So
you
can you explain
are
more about that, the life path, and then we have our free will and manifestation. So how do these things go together?
Well, I mean, if we want to meet a particular like soulmate, you know, you're gonna incarnate and you're gonna meet up with this person at this time, maybe have a family, da da da. So obviously these other relationships that you're pursuing are not going to work because your soul path is to be with this person and you got contracts there. So that would be like, oh, I really love this person, but it's not working. That's kind of an example of that. Your things don't work out if they're going to interrupt the soul path. If you're trying to create abundance, like I want to be one of the richest people in the world, and you're here to learn something else, like being able to be happy without
Yeah, you may have already done that.
finances.
You may have
You might
already
have
had all
already done that. So now you
the
need to know how to be happy without the abundance, or how to create joy without all that. All and by the way, abundance doesn't always mean joy. So then there's the stress of what to do with the money, and you know, are these friends real? All these things, you know. So just if you're looking at what it is you're trying to manifest and you feel like it's not happening, sit down and ask the question why. You know, your team will talk to you. Why am I not able to manifest that?
And what's a great way to talk to your team?
QHD. No.
If you can have a session, Sister is going to try and catch the show. So, and anybody else working on this, that's what sessions, these QHHT sessions are fantastic at, is they're connecting you with your team and where you can get the answers to your questions. And this is where you get to see the, get the perspective and get the understanding that is around whatever it is you're working on that. And that's a beautiful, that's perfect question to ask in this. I've been trying to manifest this and what's going on? Why is it not happening? And you will be shown why or why not everything.
Yeah. And it could be that it's not interrupting your path at all. You're just not a vibrational match to it. Especially if you're like, well, I keep putting this on my vision board, but I'm never getting it. And it hasn't showed up yet. Well, then you're in a victim mode mentality on that. And
Right.
so
Well, and
then the
even the
universe is
statement,
answering you.
it's the things keep getting worse. See, you are putting that energy out there, not to cut down, but I realize you're trying to state facts here, but that's the kind, that's energy that's moving out there. And so the universe is like, okay,
Here's the other thing
we're
we
going to make
don't
it
know
worse then.
is the manifestation about another person because you cannot control another person.
Yes. And that's where I was going to go with that next. You
Oh,
read my mind,
I did.
because that came up this week where someone thought they did something to another person. And I said, that doesn't work. Everybody has their own path, and the things that happen to them are from their own actions, their own whatever they're doing, their mental. We don't know what goes on in other people's minds. You have a good idea based on their what's going on in their life because they are the creator of that. But yeah, we can't make things happen to other people for, it just doesn't work that way. You know, the best thing, just send energy and then they take that energy and use it in whatever manner they choose. That's the best we can do.
So I'm sitting here thinking, what would be a good example? Like if I wanted Julia to do something for me, and I was sitting there going, I keep trying to manifest that Julia is going to do this thing. You know, instead of putting that directly on Julia, why not say, universe, put me in this, you know, do this thing for me versus Julia, do this thing for me. So because,
Or universe, bring me the situation where this happens. Or something like that. Or it'll bring the, if it's relying on a person to be involved, then it will bring the person most suitable and who is willing to do it. You know, there are souls all around, and we put that out in the universe. Okay, this is what I want. This is what I want to accomplish, whatever. And if it requires other people, the universe will get those other people in place, and it's looking for the people that are ready and willing to help you. You know, and it may not be the one that you're wanting. It may be a whole handful of other people, and that's just how it works. That's we don't have control over other people.
So I think with that question, there was a lot of unknowns in there, and we kind of made some assumptions and played with that. And hopefully in that we gave you some information that would be helpful. But yeah, anyway, very cool. And hopefully they're listening because that was your Instagram question, right? So hopefully they're able to get that information. So, okay, we got time for more.
Yes, we do.
I just want to remind everyone, if you're wanting to ask a question, if you could address it to Tiffany, because there's people out there saying that the chat is not being monitored, and I'm take offense of that because I am monitoring it, but you're not addressing the question to me. So you're just talking amongst yourselves. So
Okay. Yeah.
if you feel strongly about that, you need to address it to me.
Yeah, and that's
Also,
the
if
only way
you're
we
on
know it's a
Tracy's
question.
page on Facebook, I don't see those. So if you want your question, please come over to here. I see two questions. I can ask those because I happen to open it, but I'm just letting you know
Oh.
I never see those. So please go somewhere else if you wanted
You know,
to,
and
if you're on
I
Tracy's
usually
page.
say that, but I figured I say it too soon before people get on there. For some reason, it won't bring my Facebook page questions over to our general chat area. So go to my YouTube or go to Julia's Facebook page or Dolores Cannon Facebook page. So
Or my YouTube.
I'm going to address Claudia for that. Dearest, lovely Claudia, she's amazing. So go find me over on YouTube and ask the question there, sweetie. Okay. All right, guys, play nice. Right, Tiffany, do we have a question?
Do you want me to ask these that are on your Facebook page?
Sure.
Okay. Any thoughts about remote viewing?
I think that that's something that it kind of goes with telepathy too, I think, being able to remote view. It's something that's been coming up more and more often. So, there was this time where we kept saying, okay, they're working with us on our telepathy. And the Mantis beings were the ones doing that. They were working with us on our telepathy. Now they're working with us on remote viewing. So play with it. But I always say call in the gatekeeper and ask your crew to help you direct your energy in the right way so that, you're not playing in things you don't want to play in. But they're working with us on all that stuff because we're evolving, and now that we can understand it and
Better.
remember that we've done this before,
Yeah.
then it's easier for us to start doing that. But yeah, and remote viewing is one of the things we're doing in our Tuesday night intuitive group.
Oh,
If
there
you
you
signed up
go.
for that, we're going to be doing that. But that already started. So if you want to do things like that, you got to wait until I post the next one. But it is one of the things we're going to play with is remote viewing and remote healing because energy is energy.
Energy is energy.
And
Everything is energy.
everything is
You just
energy.
tap into the energy field and you can connect, you can heal, you can, I mean, it's all about connecting. You
We
just.
did the remote viewing on the Egypt trip. We were on the bus, and our leader, Vivian, she had a friend that was just had, I think it was a backache or something, back pain, and was asking her if she could send healing. She goes, well, I'm on a bus with a whole bunch of healers. So Laura led us in this whole remote viewing and healing thing. And so on his end, he was going to answer questions afterwards, like everybody was supposed to remote view and do the energy work and all this stuff. And he wrote back and said, whatever you guys did, the backache's gone.
Wonderful.
And then we had questions like, what room were you in? What were you doing? Da da da. So that people kept saying, well, I keep seeing him in like tan or beige clothes. He was naked in the bathtub. So we were like, oh, that's why there wasn't any color to the clothes. But here's where, again, our minds wanted to put clothes on him. We assumed he had clothes on, so our minds wanted to do that instead of clearing it out completely. And so that was part of the lesson too, is like, oh, we made some assumptions there and we created that. And so then our remote viewing was trying to say, skin color, and we're putting clothes on that. So
That's funny.
it was really interesting. But yeah, maybe work with a friend on that and take turns remote viewing each other or your homes and stuff and see what you can do with that. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, man, I did it accidentally a long time ago when Tiffany and I were on a trip, and she had her little dog. It was not the same dog as a different one, and she was concerned about him. And she's like, "Can you check on my dog?" And I was like, "I don't do that." But then something in me was like, "Yeah, just do it. Just tap into his energy." And when I did, I felt like he was in a little dark room and was quiet. I said he was fine. I could feel he was fine. You know, it was just, I was just saying, it's more about feeling. I could
Yeah.
see, you know, probably like a smaller room. And she said, well, yeah, he likes to stay in the utility room. And it probably was darker, you know, and stuff like that. So, I mean, who knows? And then after that, I was like, well, I'll go visit my animals. You know, I'll go to my house and go visit my animals. And yeah, the conscious mind wants to fill it in as, well, okay, well, they'll probably be here, whatever. I'm roaming through the house and I found my cat and I'm petting her. And that was like, okay, that was fun, whatever, you know, not giving it any credence until I came home and my cat was completely different. Usually when I would return from trips, she would be very upset with me and ignore me, not speak to me for at least 2 weeks. And it'd be like that, you know, I want nothing to do with me, with you. You left me. It was that kind of thing. Well, on this trip, when I did that, I came home and she comes running out to meet me, and, you know, which cats don't usually do, and was totally different. And then I could hear telepathically, I understand what you're doing, and I'm holding the energy here. So it's like we have this understanding. So I was like, oh, okay. And then somebody later told me, well, you were remote viewing. I don't know. I was just playing. I was just going and visiting the animals.
That's a great way to do it. Go visit your pets. If you're at work, just kind of tune in, see what
Yeah,
you
so
pick up
now
with them.
all the trips, and Tiffany even does this with her, you know, we all go visit our animals. And that way they know everything's fine. And I can tell there's sometimes, like, because my dog, when he knows I'm coming home, he won't come in the house. He stays outside. And it's a whole thing here. He kind of holds you hostage if he stays outside. And so in order for the sitter to leave, he needs to come in the house. And so that's a problem. So what I have to remember to do is not go visit him on that last night. So that way he doesn't know one way or another. I have to keep my thoughts completely neutral. Like, I mean, it's so funny. It's all energy, guys. That's how we communicate with our animals. It's how we communicate with everything. It's all energy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Do we have time for another one?
I think
Maybe a
so.
quick one. Do we have a quick one?
Well, let's see if it is. I see colors around me when sending love and light out. Is that spirit or my own energy field?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'd
One, you
say
are spirit
both.
also. And it sounds like it's your auric field, and probably you're drawing in your spirit team and the spirits
Yeah.
around you. So yeah.
Yeah, you're working on that energetic level at that point, and energy has colors.
Yeah, sound has colors. That's another theme this week is sound has color, and that's another thing they're going to be working on people with is by like when you're listening to music, you're probably going to start seeing colors. So this is something
Frequency.
that are it's all frequency. Yeah. So it's been so fun to have the sessions this week because we're getting into such cool things. And so yeah, I say it's all of it, and you're gonna be seeing a lot more of it. And I think we're all gonna be seeing auras, and when things that have sound are gonna vibrate out a color to us, we're gonna
See,
see them.
that's seeing through those dimensions. That's
Yeah.
how we started off, is like we're seeing into other dimensions. And as that veil thins more and more, we're seeing more into those
Yeah.
dimensions.
Yeah. Like you were saying at the very beginning, our minds will filter things for us, and our eyes we don't see all the colors and all the spectrums. And
No, I think
now we're
no, we
opening up to
don't.
it, and it's starting to shift. And that's part of our DNA changing, our brains being activated in areas they haven't before. And now we're getting to utilize these other things as we keep evolving. It's expanding for us.
Well, I was just thinking, I remember hearing, oh, years ago, several years ago, that more colors were going to be, and I think I've heard people say
Oh,
that
yeah.
there's some new colors that were, you know, all of a sudden they found a new color, or they find it wasn't that it suddenly came out of nowhere. It's always been there. It's just now
We're just
we
now we're an energetic match for it.
exactly. Yeah.
Vibrational match for it. They're kicking us
Vibrational
off
match.
of here, you guys. They're telling us we gotta go. So
Yep.
what do you
Yep.
want them to know?
QHHTofficial.com for everything. QHHT. If you want to have a session, go the frequent the frequently the find a practitioner page, and Tracy's on there. Anyway, look for someone in your area, see who resonates with you, do your due diligence, and then you can have a session. If you would like to become a practitioner and do sessions and help people get the answers to their questions, QHHTofficial.com. And Tracy has a coupon code for the Level One course.
The magic is real.
Oh.
Put it in as one word. The magic is real, like Tiffany.
Yes. And then we have our retreat coming up in September, be the 3rd to the 7th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That's coming. It's going to be here before you know it. So we still have a discount on it. You can use the code 5D love to get $200 off the already reduced price. And just be fun. So fun to see everybody there. We'll
Yeah.
all be there.
We'll be there and we'll be looking for you. All right. He's
Thank
going
you,
to cut us off.
everybody. Thank you,
Love
Tip.
you.
Thank you,
Bye. Thank you,
Tracy.
Tiffany.
Bye.